The shepherds returned, rejoicing and glorifying the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today is Christmas, the day we have long awaited. For 4 weeks, we have been preparing for this day. Christmas is a milestone in the history of our salvation. So it is wonderful to know that God is with us. Today, God has proved the depth of his love by fulfilling his promise to us. The word of God is no longer just the message spoken by the prophets. It is now a human person. The word has become flesh through the Blessed Virgin Mary. The central message of today's celebration is the incarnation and the fullness of God's divine revelation in Christ. Our first reading from the book of Isaiah finds its sphere of accomplishment in the birth of Jesus Christ and his life and ministry. Prophet Isaiah proclaims in chapter 52, verse 7, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of the one who brings the good news. Indeed, the good news himself is among us. It is the good news of love, peace, charity, and happiness. Above all, it is the good news of life and salvation. Hence, the prophet says in Isaiah 9, 1 to 6, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in the land of the deep shadow, a great light has shone. Therefore, we have awaited faithfully, patiently, and vigilantly during the Advent season. And so we must rise and raise our voices and shout for joy, because the Lord, our God, is now with us. Today, the prophet calls us to celebrate the Emmanuel, God with us. It is a call to be joyful, my dear brothers and sisters. In the second reading, the letter to the Hebrews captures and presents what God did for us today in a very spectacular manner. For it says, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, but in our own time, he has spoken to us through the Son he appointed to inherit everything. He is the radiant light of God's glory and the perfect copy of his nature, which is love. And so, my dear people of God, the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that God fulfilled the promise he made through the prophets in the past. This is by revealing the hidden mystery of our salvation. And now, we are the favored ones. That is, as many of us who have received the newborn baby into our hearts, Revelation has reached its climax today. And the hidden mystery of the old covenant has been fully revealed in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we no more need public revelations of Christ. The birth of the child Jesus brings a special light into our lives and the lives of the child's parents and family. When a child is born in a family, it throws a light of joy to that family. The birth of Jesus, the child of Mary and Joseph, brings a special light into the lives of every one of us. For we are one family. We are all caught up in the birth of this child. And in the words of Isaiah, again, In the first reading, it says, there is a child born for us, a son given to us, and through this child, the Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of God. And in the words of the angels to the shepherds, in the gospel reading, he says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This child was not born simply to Mary and Joseph. He was born to all of us. For all of us, this child is God's gift to each and every one of us and to all humanity. In the words of the book of Hebrews, in the second reading, we are all deeply invested in the birth of the child which we celebrate today. When Jesus was born, an angel announced to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy. On this day, a Savior is born to you. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, what is the good news of Jesus Christ? And what is the message of Christmas that can save each and every one of us? It is, love came down at Christmas to create love. And St. Augustine beautifully summarizes the message of this season very well when he said, the Son of God became the Son of Man so that sons of men could become the sons of God. God selected the lowly shepherds to be ambassadors to the world, bearing a message of good news of great joy. In welcoming the baby Jesus in the manger, we welcome all he welcomes and are to make rooms for all he loves, especially the unwanted, the marginalized, the burdensome, or the inconvenient in our society, in our families and communities. We would ask ourselves, why would Jesus want to reveal himself first to the lowly of the society? In that culture, the shepherds were the lowly of the society. They have nothing to do with the city. They stay in the bush all through the year. And this was the people that Jesus wanted to make known first. So if we welcome the baby Jesus, we are to welcome every baby, and we are to teach that every life is sacred. Not only teaching, my dear brothers and sisters, we should live accordingly. So, my dear people of God, we need to allow the Savior to be reborn in our lives. Let us remember the famous line of Alexander Pope, who said, what do I profit if Jesus is born in thousands of cribs all over the world during this Christmas, but is not born in my heart? I come again. What do I profit if Jesus is born in thousands of cribs all over the world during this Christmas, but is not born in my heart? My dear brothers and sisters, our society today is so divided, full of enmity and segregation, even in our families. But the child born to us today is the Prince of Peace. Is he born in your heart? What decisions have you taken? Or is our celebration just to eat and drink today? I don't think that is what Jesus wants. We give gifts for the birthday of Jesus to ourselves. What is the birthday gift we are giving to Jesus today? All he wants is love between one another. The best gift we can give to Jesus today is to open our hearts and allow him to come in, so that our rejoicing can touch our brothers and sisters, parents, grandparents, and children. The birth of Jesus in our society is supposed to make a change to the culture of death, to the culture of hatred. Even in our Holy Catholic Church. So, my dear people of God, let us allow Him, Jesus Christ, to be reborn in our life this Christmas and every day of the new year 2023. Let us show the goodwill and the generosity of sharing with others Jesus, our Savior, reborn in our hearts by love, kindness, mercy, forgiveness, and humble service to one another. We need, my dear brothers and sisters, to look for Jesus in the unlikely places and persons. The message of Christmas is that we could truly find Jesus if we look for Him in the right places, in the streets, in the slums, asylums, in orphanages, in hospitals, and nursing homes. Starting, my dear brothers and sisters, from our own homes, workplaces, and communities, God challenges us to be like the shepherds who overcame their fear in order to seek out Jesus. We can be like the wise men who traveled a long distance to find Jesus. And we were told, when the shepherd found Him, they went home rejoicing and praising God. My dear people of God, we can have the true experience of Christmas, the joy of the Savior, by loving one another. Let us ask ourselves, what is that that is blocking the joy of Christmas today? St. Paul said, what can be a block between me and my God? Ask that question today. As we celebrate, many are not celebrating. Have you offered a prayer for those? My dear brothers and sisters, we are here today to celebrate the birth of our King Jesus. Let us take some love from the manger and share it with people at home, with the people in our offices and communities, and with the whole world. And I say, Merry Christmas to you all.